Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA, and welcome to our May 16th, 2019 podcast, our 64th podcast, Casinos Group Therapy. We're angry. We are steaming. And let's talk about all the reasons why. Hey, we're coming to you from beautiful Western Pennsylvania, and we'll be right back to start this show.
We better call the police. We just better call the police. I don't know how else to put it.
It all starts with a no call against the New Orleans Saints in the National Football League playoffs. And it continues until the 2019 Kentucky Derby. And I bet on maximum security. Oh, he led the whole way. But, you know, I guess I'm going to live to bet another day. Because you have to stay in your lane unless you're clear. Now, you can cross over in front of other horses if you're clear of them. But two horses behind were too close to cross over. Maximum security, as the tape shows, sort of bumped into them. And it's a matter of safety. Oh, my goodness. And maximum security, although he crossed the finish line first, was declared ineligible because of his running path. Was it the jockey's fault or the horse's fault or the track weather? Oh, probably a combination of all three. But nonetheless, Country House won the Derby. But that's not the ticket that I had. Oh, and finally I relate to the New Orleans Saints fans and bettors who got screwed on a no-call in the football playoffs. Oh, that day I was happy because my team advanced. But nonetheless, God bless us, we're upset. Gambling and anger is not a good thing, but this happened to us at a craps table at a casino resort that we frequent very often. I got two more stories to be angry about. All right, here we go. Hey, I've been enjoying myself playing craps, like wherever I go. I'm winning a few bucks. I know, last episode, we even presented how we play if we were going to be a high roller and take a couple of grand to the casino. But I've been happy and I've enjoyed myself. But how about this? So there's a lady betting a little crazy at a casino resort that we were just visiting. Like, oh man, like she has a printing press at home. Hey, maybe she does, I don't know. But she's saying, hey, ace deuce, and she throws in four quarters. Ace deuce, throws in two quarters. Ace deuce, throws in another four quarters. Oh man, she's going through it. So I finally get the dice, and I said, you know, I'm going to try to help her out. So I put up two sixes. Two sixes is the best dice set I know for throwing 12s and deuces. Come on, baby. Let's help this lady out. Let me throw a deuce. Come on. Well, I got $6 on it. Boy, I'm excited. But did she have $50 on it or $100? Because they paid her $1,400 too much. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, well, what do you do? I'm looking at the dealer. I'm looking at the box man. And I see him. And I said, you know what? Maybe I didn't see what I'm on. Maybe she threw in more money than I thought. That's what I'm thinking. You know, but I'm thinking, is it my place to say you paid her too much? Hell no. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say that. But before a minute passes, a minute and a half, you know what? Somebody comes running to the table in a really nice suit. Handsome young man. Oh, my goodness. And he says, wait, wait, wait. I just got a call from upstairs. Ma'am, you got to give us back $1,400. Hey, have you ever been angry at a craps table? You should have seen this lady. Holy smoke. And then he says, hey, you don't give us back. We're going to call security and get you arrested. It was our mistake, but you got to give it back. We got it on tape. This is what happened. 1,400 smackers coming back. I can't stand it. Oh, my goodness. I guess I should be happy. I won my $56. I'm sorry, but that's one hell of a mistake. Well, after that calms down and the lady repays the money, a man comes up and he wants to make a prop bet. It's that prop bet on top of the felt, the all small, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I think it was 34 to 1. Should be a little better, but that's what it was. I think the all-tall, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, same thing, would be 34 to 1. And then the make 'em all, that's all 10 numbers. And should I think it was 174, 175 to 1. And I think that's a little bit lower, should be higher. But that's what it is. That's what he wanted to do. But he didn't want to put money on the pass line or the don't pass.
I apologize for nothing.
You know, but a lot of people love that bet, and they always make it. But I never saw anybody make it, I'm thinking back, without betting the pass line or the don't pass. So back to the story. The box man says, you can't make that bet. You can't. And he says, I've done it lots of places. He's starting to heat up, you know what I mean? And I'm hoping his anger management skills kick in. My experiences, and I'm looking at him, and the poor guy's gonna, you know, he's gonna pass out. He's getting red faced. I'm thinking, holy smoke! They're saying that's too bad. This is how our rules are. You can't do that. You can't make that prop bet unless you put money at risk on the come out. Oh my! So he says, give it back, and they roll it over to him, slide it over to him, and he smacks the table and walks away. Oh, man. And I said, hey, am I doing the same thing? They said, no, man, you're okay. You're betting the 12, too. Oh, okay. Oh, but you know what? There's one more thing to talk about, and it's not football. It is not the Derby, and it's not craps. It's hockey. How about the Golden Knights of Las Vegas? They call a 5-minute penalty against them. For what? Ovechkin. In an earlier game, knocks a guy unconscious. Yeah, he throws a knockout punch. Doesn't even get a penalty. But the Knights get 5 minutes. And you know what? The next day, the official of the league apologizes. It's too late, buddy. It's too late. Think of all the thousands and thousands of people that lost money in a game that was locked up. 10 minutes left. Oh, my goodness. Those Sharks. Oh.
So let me just get one big scream in. Oh, come on.
Oh!
And here's one for our female listeners.
Gambling and anger. You know it happens, and it's not a good thing, and I'm going to admit it. And I'm going to talk about, I got to change my thinking too. All right, here we go. Form of casino group therapy. Let's discuss this in a reasonable manner and make some sense out of not gambling while enraged. All right, we'll do our best.
Casino group therapy.
Hey, gambling and anger, they go together. Well, not exactly like love and marriage, but in a negative way. And here's what we're thinking about.
You know, I'm sure most people on earth have been angry, and sometimes for good reason. But most people who get angry stay under control. And let's admit, expressing pure rage is not going to help the problem. You know, explaining that you want to be certain that the casino is correct was the way to go at that craps table. You know, realize that, hey, everyone is responsible for their emotions. So swearing, slamming the table, threatening dealers, that's not going to help. You know, thinking about it, the mature thing would be to focus on the aspect of a situation that can be changed. And like say, hey, I don't want you to give me money that you shouldn't, but understand that this was upsetting to me. And can we talk about this privately? You know, maybe I have to take a few deep breaths and get myself under control. But if I don't, I'm not going to get anything out of it but just lose the money. So it's better to calm down and respond in a rational way and ask to meet with the casino manager, the floor manager, privately. And then when you do, ask for something comp-wise to ease the shock of having to give the money back. You know, I'm going to admit now, even though it cost me a win, you know, that the track officials at the Kentucky Derby were right to disqualify Maximum Security.
And any casino manager, anywhere, anytime,
expect to get their money back
when a mistake is made in paying out bets.
NFL officials that I mentioned with the no-call in the New Orleans Saints football playoff game should have been interference, and they were wrong. And so was the National Hockey League officials that made the 5-minute penalty against the Golden Knights in a game with 10 minutes left, and the Sharks just stole that momentum and became unstoppable. It should have been a two-minute call or maybe even no call at all. So the problem that we're addressing here is it's not going to end soon because there's always subjectivity of calls made by officials. And, you know, I'm going to admit that I'm not happy about it when it hurts me as a gambler, but I also admit that I am happy about it when it helps me. So just by being honest and understanding how to approach these problems, I guess I can say now I feel a little bit, just a little bit better about it.
So we'll move on to a very short news item from the state of Indiana. Indiana has legalized sports betting. And how did that happen? Well, most of you already know how it happened. If not, here's the answer. The Supreme Court made it possible for states to determine whether they wanted to legalize sports betting or not. Not the federal government, but each individual state. And I predicted that at least 40 of the states, that the ones where casinos exist now, maybe it's 41. I think Arkansas joined into that. But they would eventually legalize sports betting. Well, Indiana has had legal riverboat casinos since 1993. But now, they also legalize sports betting. So I'm thinking of the Blue Chip in Michigan City, Indiana. Next time I'm out there for a Notre Dame football game, I could just make my bet, you know, the morning of the game. And if we win, hey, come on. We will win sometimes. And when we win, pick up the winnings when we get back to the casino later on that day or that night. So, yeah, that's a good thing. Surprisingly to me, the state of Indiana also agreed to permit two more casinos to be built in the state. And so I will get the details on where that's going to happen. I don't have any details at this moment. So the state of Indiana has legalized sports betting. Be coming to your casinos there soon. And there's two more casinos being built in the Hoosier State. In our next upcoming short segment here, I'm going to ask for your help because Jeannie and I have to learn about Reno, UNR. Yeah. Well, next fall, Jeannie and I will be having a new relationship with the University of Nevada, Reno, UNR. And, of course, that's the biggest little city in the world. And I've been trying to learn all that I can about the casinos there because I'm sure we'll be splitting our time in Reno with the time that we spend in Las Vegas. And where would I turn to get that information? Well, the best source for me, obviously, is the American Casino Guide, the 2019 edition. And, of course, that edition includes $1,000 in valuable casino coupons. And, boy, we have a blast in Las Vegas with these coupons on the Strip and on Fremont Street. We make a whole day out of the Fremont Street thing, and we're looking forward to using the casinos in Reno, Tahoe as well. But there's a nice little article on page 263, 264 of the edition, the 2019 edition of the American Casino Guide, talking about the best places to play. And, of course, quickly, I don't play roulette very often unless it's just black, red. But there aren't any single zero wheels in that area, so you can leave that out. Almost all of the casinos in the Reno, Tahoe area offer double odds or 3, 4, 5 on their crap games. And that's not going to be something that attracts pass line players who like to play smart craps. But doesn't matter too much to me. I can play 3-2-1 craps on the pass line. I can play deal or no deal. It's not that important to me. Blackjack is a mixed bag. There's a lot of places that are decent, and there are many places that aren't. It just doesn't float my boat, so I'm not that excited about it.
But video poker, whoa, it's getting close to what I do with craps. And video poker, I'm going to talk about. There's a lot of places to play that are recommended. Now, you know, we're talking about machines that return 99% There's even 10-6 double-double bonus machines in the area that return over 100%. Are you kidding me? And all the games are talking about that with these wild returns. Full pay deuces wild 100% or more, a little bit more. All these games are available in Northern Nevada. And you can get a slightly lesser paying version of Deuces Wild, known as Not So Ugly Deuces, NSUD, and that returns 99.73%. So, you know, it might be a better place to play video poker than the Strip or Fremont Street. So we're pretty excited about that. And where would you go for those kind of things? Well, I haven't been to any casino in Reno, so I'm looking forward. I'll give you my my take next fall. But they're listing in Atlantis, the Bonanza, the Club Kale, Nevada, the El Dorado, the Grand Sierra, Harrah's Reno, Nugget, Peppermill, Rail City, and Silver Legacy. So a little bit of something for everyone. Of course, if you go to Lake Tahoe, the casinos are Harrah's Lake Tahoe, Harvey's, and Tahoe Biltmore. Oh, goodness. So I just wanted to give a shout-out that, hey, go Wolfpack and Reno Casinos, Casinos USA, will be coming next fall. Also, any of our listeners who are from the Reno area, or if not, they know the casinos in Reno, they go there, they stay there, they play there, hey, consider giving us a call. We'd love to hear a firsthand report from somebody that's had the experience of playing in the Reno area in these casinos. And that's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. And of course, that's our 24/7 voicemail. So, hey, listening to what you have to say would be really nice to us. And, you know, we'll put it on the air, okay? Unless you tell us not to. All right. So we're closing our podcast, as most often we do, with our Craps Talk segment. And, you know, Craps Talk is getting more popular. And, of course, Color Up's YouTube videos of some of our betting schemes. Well, 321 Craps is approaching 100,000 views. Hey, so we know Craps Talk is popular, and we enjoy presenting it to you weekly. Oh, excuse me, bi-weekly. All right. Well, we always have a famous countdown, and let's get started with it before we get into our segment.
3, 2, 1.
If you're a craps player that presses and presses and presses your place bets, we know a guy like that from Dallas who's a good friend of the show. Oh, make that Houston, all right? But he presses as much as the local dry cleaners. That's what we tell him. Then you're going to love this segment because we're going to review the famous author and gambler, Larry Edel, E-D-E-L-L, in his Everything Craps Strategy book. He has 5 progressive methods of betting, and we embrace a lot of what he has to say. You know, this is that win big every time guy. No mocking here. This guy knows what he's talking about. And I doubt if anybody wins big every time, but you can definitely win big at times, telling you exactly what to do. So here's a listen with the 5 progressive methods of Larry Edel. I must say, let's press on. So let's talk about the 6 and 8 press, or in Larry Edel's words, the 6 and 8 progression. And of course, this is probably the most popular way people play a pressing strategy because there's more ways to make a 6 and 8 than there are a 5 or a 9, or especially a 4 and a 10. So this is how it works. You place both the 6 and the 8 for $6. If either one hits, you will win $7. So step 2, add $5 to that and increase both of your bets to $12. Now you have $12 on both the 6 and 8. If either one hits, you'll win $14. So you keep $2 and increase both of your bets to $18 each. Now if either one hits, you will win $21. Stay at the $18 level until you get one more hit. Then take both down. Take both of those 6 and 8 bets down. You may disagree, but this is what I really like about the system, that, you know, after those 4 levels, you take your bets down. And if you review what happened, you won $7,
Then you won $14. Then you won $21. Then you won $21. You kicked in $5 of your own money after that first hit. So you have a total of, what, $58? You won $63 overall. So that's the beauty of it. And he started out with just $6, a $6 bet on both the 6 and the 8. This system is a very popular progression with the 6 and 8. You may play it a little bit differently, but I like the fact that after the 4 levels, Larry Adell tells you to take it down. That way you lock up some profit. You want to start it over again, that's fine. But I do like the fact that you take it down, because otherwise it's just hypothetical wins, and then pow, you lost, you know, what you could have won, and all you really lost is your original bet. But nonetheless, I like to see it being taken down. And for our more high roller friends, let's quickly go jump through this with a little more scratch involved. Okay, so level one, you place the 6 and 8 for $30. If either one of those hits, you'll win $35. So keep $11 and add $12 to each of both bets. So you now have $42 on both the 6 and the 8. If either one hits, you'll win $49. So keep $31 and increase both bets to $60. Now if either one hits, you'll have $70. Stay at that $60 bet level for one more hit, and then take down both bets. And remember, you started this out with a $30 bet on the 6 and a $30 bet on the 8. And if you go through the money you've won, you would come up with $224. Your risk in this one was a $60 risk, because you started out with 30 on the 6, 30 on the 8. So with that winning money, go out and buy yourself a copy of the Everything Crap Strategy book, Win Big Every Time, Larry Adell, E-D-E-L-L. Now let's talk about the 5 and 9 progression. Maybe you like those two numbers. All right, level 1, you place both the 5 and the 9 for $5 each. So if either one hits, you will win $7. Now add $3 to the $7 and increase both bets. So you now have $10 each on the 5 and the 9. If either one hits, you will win $14. Keep $4 of that win and increase your bets on both numbers to $15 each. Now if either hits, you'll win $21. So the system's the same. You stay at this level for one more hit, $15 level, and then you take down both numbers. This should take you to $63. And remember, you started out with a $5 bet on the 5, a $5 bet on the 9, and you added $3 on step 2 to make each bet 10. So let's do the high roller level quickly. Step 1, you place the 5 and the 9 for $25. So you have a $50 risk factor. If either one hits, you'll win $35. Keep $5 and add $15 to each bet. So now you have $40 on both the 5 and the 9. If you win either bet now, you'll win $56. So keep $16, this is level 3, to yourself on your chip rack, and add $20 to each bet. So you now have a $60 5 and a $60 9. If either one wins, you'll hit $84. And again, stay at that $60 level for one more and take down both bets. So you end up, after you've won the 4 levels, for a total of $279. Sound nice. Sounds real nice. So let's go to Larry's 4 and 10 progression. Harder to win, but they pay more than the other numbers because they're harder to get. There aren't as many ways to make a 4 or a 10 as we would like. All right, level 1. You place the 4 and 10 for $5 each. So if you get a hit on either one, you win $9. Now just add $1 to your bets and place both the 4 and 10 for $10 each. So if you win on level 2, you will get $18. Add $10 and buy the 4 and 10 for $19 each. This should cost you $1 in VIGs and pay off at 2 to 1 instead of 9 to 5. You stay at that $19 level until one bet hits, then take down both of your bets. So you end up with a total of 103. Let's, for the high rollers, Buy the 4 and 10 for $20 each. If you win either number, you'll get $40 at 2 to 1, less that dollar big. Keep $2 to increase your buy bets to $39 each. This way, you should still only pay $1 in VIG because 5% of 40 is $2 and you're only betting 39. Let's hope that's how they figure it. This $39 bet will pay $78 at 2 to 1 if it wins. Level 3, keep $12 of that win and increase your buy bets to $59 on each number. And that way, again, you should only pay $2 instead of the 5% of $60, which is $3. You're betting under that, right? So if you bet this $59 bet, you'll get $118. You're looking for one more hit at the $59 level, 2 to 1, and then you take down both bets. That's a total of $353 to the progression. $39, $78, $118, and that fourth $118. Wow. And which one do I usually play? Okay, to be honest, I don't play any of the systems per se, such as described by Larry Adell, but I like a lot of the ideas I found in them, and I'm going to maybe make a dare to you. I think what makes craps all the more fun is to take things that you read from these, you know, writers, gamblers, and, you know, put your own touch on them. So let's go back to the inside numbers of 5, 6, 8, and 9. What I like to do, and I'll take this, you know, exactly like Larry Adell says, when a 5 or 9 hits, it's 22 inside to start this off. When a 5 or 9 hits, I like that idea of just adding $3 and putting an extra 5 on the 5 and an extra 5 on a 10. So you're going to win $7 on a hit and then throw in 3 of your own dollars, and you can press the 5 and 9, you know, each one. So now you have a $10 5 and a $10 9. From that point, though, every 6 and 8, I'll press one unit. I'm not going to throw any more of my own money in. And so when I get to $18 on the 6 or $18 on the 8, I won't press the 5 and 9 anymore. I'll just leave them at $10. Then I'll just start collecting. So I don't always press, but when I do, like when I'm ahead, table's hot, I'm going to go with pressing up the 6 and 8 before I press up the 5 and 9, beyond those $10. Why is the $10 important to me? Because what I'll start to do is throw $5 on the field, and so I'm still assured to win. You know, if I lose $5 on the field, I can live with it because I got $10 on the 5, and that's the one that's going to kill you, right? Or a 6 and 8, and I have more money there, so I'm still going to lose. So I'm playing, you know, I call it the Fremont Street grind, but it's called the Iron Cross by most people, you know, 5, 6, 8 field. But now I have 5, 6, 8, 9, and I can still play $5 field every once in a while. That's how I do it. And again, you know, convert it to where you want to go. The other thing that I already acknowledged, I do this pressing from the don't pass odds bet. You know, the lay bet I put on the don't pass line of $30 encourages me to make that $22 bet. So, you know, we talk about pressing numbers. Just the basic pressing numbers is every time the number hits, put on as many units as you can afford to. All right. And our podcast buddy from the state of Texas, you know, his goal was to get to $1,000. And, you know, you can do that. You can do that. But if you lose along the way, then you just had hypothetical wins. And that's just not what I do. All right. I also like the fact that you can just inflate all these numbers in terms of being a high roller and make that work for you. Okay. Let's come to a close here with Larry Adell and his methods of progression. Our core values at Casinos USA, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And Casinos USA is a special place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening. See you in 2 weeks. God bless.